Bradbury, your reflections on the game today?
I was pleased with the performance for 70 minutes. I thought we were disciplined and hard working, and we had to be today. You know, the formation they played a dime in the first half, and we frustrated them a little bit and got to half time at 0-0, which I was pleased with. And they changed and went 4-4-2, give us a bit more problems going with the wind. But you know, ultimately we've gone 1-0 down, and then we've chased the game, and as you said earlier, you know, two cruel goals to finish us off in the last couple of minutes. But I'm pleased with the application of the players today. They worked hard for each other and anyone that travelled today. And I'd like to thank the fans that did. We had 40-odd fans here today that made the sort of 14-hour round trip from the south coast to support us. So hopefully they can go away with their heads held high. And yes, we're out, but I think they could see that we gave it everything today.
Yeah, anyone just looking at the newspaper tomorrow, I think 3-0. But as I say, you were great for 72 minutes and weathered the storm at times. But 3-0 does seem harsh.
I think so. I said that to the players. They deserve a better scoreline, if that makes sense, you know. But we should have been given a penalty at 0-0. Blatant handball. The referee said it hit him on the hip. The fourth official I spoke to said it was on his hand, so should have been a penalty. He's a yard inside the box. And they're game-changing decisions then. You know, just don't seem to go your way when the luck's going against you a little bit down near the bottom of the league. So I like a change, and I'm sure if we keep working as hard as we did today, we'll be fine.
And the FA Trophy's banked the Hawks £15,000. It was a good run this year.
Yeah, good run. It's good for confidence. Beating teams like your Wellens and your Forest Green Rovers, and a good performance here today. But it wasn't to be. But I think the lads can, as I said, can go away with their heads held high. All I'll ever ask of them, Cliff, is them 100%, and we've done that today. It wasn't quite good enough against an in-form Red Hot side at home in Grimsby.
Obviously now, I don't want to disrespect the local cup competitions you're still in and still favourites to win, but you're out of the national ones now, and obviously concentrating on the league and making sure Havant stay up is the task ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, it's always been my biggest priority is to climb the league table. That's the biggest, most important thing for me. Yes, we want to win the Hampshire Cup and the Portsmouth Senior Cup, but you know, they come second for me. The most important thing is we start climbing the league table. I just said to the players then, if they carry on to continue and work hard for each other as we did today, everybody that travelled has been fantastic, and I'm sure we'll start to climb the league table starting from Tuesday.
You know, you need to translate the sort of the mentality of raising your game in the cup competitions to apply that to the league fixtures.
Yeah, exactly that. We've spoke about that, and you know, it's naturally players get stimulated when you're playing against teams from leagues above you, and that's the sort of stimulation we need to take into league games. We've been great at home, and we've been poor on the road this year, and that's something I'm aware of and looking to change.
I guess you won't need too much stimulating on Tuesday, as it's a local derby at Wesley Park against Gosport Borough.
Yeah, always good games, you know, and if played in the right way, I think it's healthy. Both teams will be given everything they've got to win the game, and you know, it's important. You know, they're looking to stay in the playoffs. I haven't seen results today, but you know, it's important for them for that, and it's important for us for a different reason, for a change. You know, we're actually in the wrong end of the table, so yeah, it'd be a good game, it'd be a good tempo, and hopefully we'll get a good crowd up there to support us and get us over the line for 3 points.